Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
The fastest growing music app in the U.S. Why? Because we connect you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. And this fall, prepare to take control of how you listen to the radio.
Replay.
That song on your radio you just can't hear enough? Immediately replay and sing along again.
Save.
Save the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Play.
Search for and play any song on demand.
Skip.
Unlimited skips.
Offline.
Take the music from your favorite stations offline. Introducing iHeartRadio Plus and iHeartRadio All Access. Your radio now on demand.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah.
Who started hip hop in the South? And here's how it all started with this whole controversy. When Uncle Luke said this.
We got kicked off stage because they said we did booty music. Say we wanted hip hop. With the conventions, they told us the South would not be what it is today, and I told them, F y'all. So it was a reason why I wasn't ever nominated for anything. It was a reason because I stood there and I said, I'm going to start hip hop in the South, and this shit going to be the hottest shit in the world. It wasn't easy. We would have this much stage, and they would say, y'all only have 2 minutes because y'all ain't hip hop. You from the South ain't shit. Then after that, I got to go fight the law. For free speech. I gotta take all my money and I gotta put my money into doing what? Going to the Supreme Court, fighting for hip hop. Still ain't getting no credit, still ain't getting no call for nothing. I took my first check 35 years ago, bought my mama a house. My second check, I started my youth program for kids like Devontae Freeman can play in the program. And then go play in the Super Bowl. That's real shit. You would think they would call and say, Luke, you know, you're doing this philanthropical shit. They ain't call because they wanted me to be hidden. I'm gonna say this shit right here today. I started hip hop in the South. When we went to BET to take those videos, it wasn't no other videos from nowhere else in the South going up to BET. None. And at the end of the day, gentlemen, I want to say this to every kid. You don't have to wait for the phone call. Just know who you are, because you got to be real about this. This all business. I'm going to say to all you young folks out here, y'all doing a hell of a job keeping hip-hop alive. Because everything that you do is about these kids. Go back to your home. Do something in your community. Be somebody. It ain't difficult to inspire others. You can do whatever you want to do. That's why they asked me, say, who the f*** you want to see? I said, I want to see Cardi B. Because when you hear this young lady's story, it's just amazing. Because she set her mind to do something and be something. Same thing with DJ Khaled. When I met Khaled, Khaled was selling brick phones. In fact, we're hanging out with Fat Joe. So when you see Khaled right now today, that man put in work. Ross. I met Ross. Ross had mixtapes. You see Ross right now today, this man owned Wingstop, business after business, Checkers after Checkers. That's what I always wanted to inspire. I wanted to inspire people to do business. The dumb shit, I wanted to inspire people to do business. It's about that. When I look at my wife, same thing. I look at my wife every day. They told her, no, you're a black woman in the NFL business. You can't negotiate an NFL contract. You know what happened? She negotiated his contract. He made more money in it, running back in the NFL right now today. So don't let nobody tell you can't be who the hell you want to be. Be who you want to be. Ain't that right, Cardi?
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And you know how you can reach me, right? You can reach me at BennyRandall.com, or you can reach me at BennyOnDemand.com for the art exclusive private community. Well, once again, we have another exciting, powerful show. You know, recently we just had Gigolo Tony, the one and only, on. And he was talking about the music business in general, and some remarks he said within that interview, you know, sparked a lot of comments and things to the radio station here, and emails about where hip hop started, based on what Luke said at the BET Awards when his acceptance speech. So we want to just give the platform to those who have some inside information on this and let them speak in their own voices. So we invited you here to reach out to us, tell us your statement, give us something, what you want to what your side of the story is. We reached out to BET, we reached out to ADE, we reached out to Gigolo Tony, and now reached out to Ron May, a couple other people. And so this is how it's going to go down. Where did hip-hop start as it pertains to the South, and who started hip-hop in the South? So today, we have Mr. Ron May, extraordinary gentleman. He's been in the music business for probably 1,000 years. I'm just joking. He's been around for a long time, okay? And there ain't nobody, if you're in the music business and you haven't heard of or met Ron May, I'm not really sure if you're in the music business. Ron May.
That won't be safe to say. How's it going, Benny Randall?
Thank you for being on the Benny Randall Show. I appreciate you here broadcasting live on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio worldwide. New York City, yep. This is how we do. It's a little chilly outside, but he gonna heat it up in this place right here now. Ron.
It's chilly down here too, Benny. It's real beautiful in South Florida. We got the sweaters out. I mean, it's a beautiful night in South Florida. We're approaching the full moon for Halloween, and we're just here, man. We're here.
Oh, I hear you, brother. I hear you.
How you doing? Let's talk about you. How you doing?
Yo, I'm blessed and highly favored, brother. So, but we're going to get to what we came here for. They ain't came to listen to how I'm doing. They came to hear what you got to say and break this down.
Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Queens, Manhattan, Harlem, Harlem World.
There it is. And but believe it or not, Ron May, Brooklyn is one of our biggest audiences here in New York.
I love Brooklyn.
There it is.
I love it.
All right, Ron May, let's get into this. I want you to give my listeners a little background on your experience in the music business so they know that we're talking to somebody that know what they're talking about.
Well, I'm considered an OG, triple OG. I mean, I go way back 30 years in the game. You know, I've worked with every artist that ever been successful that came out of the South Florida area. Not saying just the South. I mean, you're talking Ross, Flo Rida, Pitbull, Trick, Trina, and I mean, from Gigolo Tony. I used to be Gigolo Tony DJ, MCADE. I started at Foresight Records. That's where I got my start at. And I mean, I go back, and I'm still current, you know, with current artists. You know, such as, you know, the Mike Smiths of the world, and, you know, a few others. You know, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm the encyclopedia of the music business. Ask Ron May.
There it is. Ask Ron May, and that's why we got you here, brother. So let's start from where this began. Luke honored in BET Awards, and he got the Hip Hop Awards, and Luke said on stage that he started hip hop, and boy, did that set off of fireworks on the internet, on the emails, and everywhere. Can you explain to me? I seen you in the actual audience. In fact, looking at some of the footage, I seen you actually sitting behind Luke. Did Luke start hip hop in the South?
Luke started. It wasn't just Luke. It was a few people that started hip hop in the South. When you say start hip hop in the South, are you talking about who made the most noise, or who got national fame from it? You're talking two different things, and I think that's where the whole thing got kind of took out of context. You got to understand that the man was on a platform. The teleprompter stopped, so he couldn't say right what he was said. He was a little choked up or whatever by the speech that Khaled made. Starting hip hop from the South, Luke was not the first label in the South. You had Foresight Records, you had Pandis, Hot Records, you know, Bo Crane, you know, people of that nature, you know. So when he's saying started hip hop in the South, yes, he was very instrumental in bringing hip-hop acts such as Run DMC. He brought Run DMC in 83, 84, before the Fresh Festival. And that's how he started. Luke started as a DJ, with ghetto-style DJs, and a promoter. He brought in all the groups. That's how he got with 2 Live Crew. 2 Live Crew had a record called Beatbox, and that wasn't even the song. That song was Revelation. With the other gentleman before, what's his name? Before Marquise joined the group, another gentleman that was in the armed services with Chris Wong, and they had a record called Revelation. On the flip side, it was a song called Beatbox. Well, Beatbox was the song that took off. Luke brought them to town so many times because he just said, you know what, since I'm the DJ and I'm hyping it up, he became their hype man. So that's where 2 Live Crew was born then. And then if you kind of fast forward to them with, you know, coming out, they came out with the whole bass thing, but Luke wasn't the first one to put out a bass record in South Florida.
Okay, let me back up then so our listeners don't get lost. What was the first hip hop record from the South? From an artist in the South, and what label was it on?
It was on Foresight Records. It was MC Chief. The record was called Beefbox.
Okay, cool.
Featuring Sexy Lady. I think her name was Afia Huggins. She was a stepsister of a neighbor of mine, Rudy Huggins, had a group that came out a little bit long down the line, but that's not difficult. But that was the first record on Foresight Record that broke through MC Chief and Sexy Lady.
Okay, and that record was called Okay, so then that falls in line to what Gigolo Tony said, and he said that it was called Beef Box or something like that. Is that correct? That was on
beef,
four.
Beef, yeah, Beef, like you got beef for somebody?
Yeah, Beef Box.
Beef Box came out in 84. Too Live Crew did not come out with, not Nasty's, You Want to Be Too Alive, It's Who We Are, or whatever. That came out in 86.
Oh, so 2 years ahead of, 2 years ahead of that. Basically,
right.
Okay. And who owned the label at Foresight? Who owned the label?
That was Billy Hines. Billy Hines was if Billy Hines go in his archives, just to let you know who Billy Hines was. He's the founder of Foresight Records. Started in the Lauderhill Mall. He put out a ton of records, including his son MCADE, Gigolo Tony, Renard Renault Regards, and even MC Shady, who was out of Atlanta. And Shady used to come to shows at the skating ring that we would do. Shout out to Vanish Lopez. She was the backbone of it all. She's my mentor, and she just celebrated a birthday. Happy belated birthday to Vanish Lopez. We would go do shows, and we ran into this guy with this little squeaky voice and said, I can rap. He was MC Shady. So they ended up signing MC Shady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and shot in 86 as well.
Wow. That's very, now, very, very powerful.
Shady left the label. When he left, he put out a couple records. He put out Shady Is Back and with the Pink Panther beat. And then he left there, and I think probably around 88 or so, he joined forces with Luke. He signed the Luke record.
Okay.
He came out with a few other records.
So let me ask you something. What was the first record Luke put out on his label, and what year was that?
Luke put out Two Live Crew album. The Two Live Crew album.
They dropped a single before they dropped that album, isn't that correct?
Right. Well, they had Throw the D.
Okay, so Throw That D came out in what year?
I think it might have been 86, don't quote me, 86, something like that. And then they came, the album followed subsequently for that, the album came out.
Okay, since we had Gigolo Tony on it, did Gigolo Tony have a record out prior, before Luke had a record out?
Absolutely. Gigolo Tony had, I toured as Gigolo Tony DJ, and he had a song, his first song was The Parents of Roxanne. When the whole Roxanne, Shantae, and all that, we would go to California and do shows with Salt and Pepper, LL Cool J, MC Shan, you know. And
yeah, I remember that. The Bridge Is Over.
Before The Bridge Was Over, when Shan was signed with Marley Marl.
Oh, okay.
You know that record? You remember that record? All these beats in my mind, the past, he used to talk about his DJ.
Okay,
all right. Because it was all about the DJs back then. It wasn't about the MC. It was about
the DJs.
You was bragging about how your DJ was.
Yeah, that was cool. All right, so because I want to have a chronological order as we go through this, as we bring it up to where we are right now, so we have a clear blueprint of what happened, because people are saying that, you know, somehow BET got it wrong, because they seem to start at a point and miss a whole section of music without mentioning anybody or any fashion or form, and just making it seem like Luke created Miami and hip hop. So I guess that pissed off a lot of people. Hold on. I want you to take it back, sir. So now that we know that he had a record behind, you said the Gigolo Tony and the MCADEs, they had.
And MCADEs.
He had a record out. Did ADE have a record out before our Luke?
ADE had Bass Mechanic.
Okay, I remember Bass Mechanic. Yeah, I remember
Bass
that.
Bass Mechanic was Bass Mechanic came out like in 85, which was a spinoff. It was called Bass. No, he had, before Bass Mechanic, he had Bass Rock Express. Bass Rock Express was a kind of a spinoff of Trans Europe Express by Kraftwerk. Trans Europe Express.
Yeah, I remember that jam.
And he was Adrian was one of the first to use the vocoder on a song.
Oh, okay. In bass music, basically, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. All right, then. So now, let us fast forward a little bit. Peter Thomas popped into this whole controversy and said that he was the one that really started black music and the black movement coming to Miami because he had a club before Luke Them were popping off, et cetera, et cetera. And then Luke came back and said, no, I had a club prior to that. I think Pac Jam or something like that. Who had a club first, Luke or Peter Thomas?
Luke had the Pac Jam, probably. Don't quote me wrong. Probably about the same time Peter Thomas came down from New York. He had what you called Club Manhattan, but that was in South Miami, down in Kendall. And then Peter probably would say that because he brought the convention here that kind of opened the floodgate to other artists coming down to Miami and visualizing these palm trees and this beautiful weather and the beaches and the girls and all that.
That conference was called How Could I Be Down, correct?
How Can I Be Down.
Okay. So Peter Thomas brought, and I remember that conference because it was a very popular conference, and everybody from Fort Lauderdale used to go down there to be part of that conference. Go ahead.
Right, and before that conference, Peter had a label that he was running here called Tab Dash with a guy by the name of, God bless his soul, David Hyatt. If you look on R. Kelly's first album, it was under Tab Dash / Jive Records.
Mm.
And they had Peter Thomas was Peter Thomas and a guy that's still producing one of the best bass players in the country, which is Mark Wood. And Peter Thomas and Mark Wood had a label called, they was running a label called Tab Dash, which was executive produced by David Hyatt. And David Hyatt was from Chicago, and he signed R. Kelly. R. Kelly came down, and it was R. Kelly in the MGM before public announcement. It was called R. Kelly. His first song, if you do the math and the history, it was R. Kelly in the MGM.
Okay, yeah, we got some super Google people. That's probably why we had so many responses when people were saying certain things. They will Google like crazy, so they're going to let me know definitely if you're right on point with what you're saying.
I'm on point. It don't even make sense.
Okay, that's beautiful. So before we go to this short break, who had a club here first, Peter Thomas or Luke?
Luke had the Pac Jam, which was a teen club. Luke had Strawberries, which was before Club Manhattan. Club Manhattan was for the people in Homestead, Kendall, and everybody. People in Miami don't travel way south to party, drunk, bad license, pistols on you, and all that. Some people would go, some people wouldn't. Luke had a club called Strawberries. After that, he had the Pac Jam first, then Strawberries, then Luke's Miami Beach. If you look at the video, I Want to Rock, that's with the Power 96 limo, that's Luke going into his club, which is now called, I think it was Ivy, but it's probably closed down and defunct right now.
That's very, very powerful. And just in case you are joining us, we're speaking to Ron May. The extraordinary, been in the music business for at least over 1,000 years. I'm just kidding. But we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio, iHeart Radio, live from New York City. It's not a game, baby. It's a lifestyle. We'll be right back.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
You've made iHeartRadio the fastest growing music app in the U.S. Why? Because we connect you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. And this fall, prepare to take control of how you listen to the radio.
Replay.
That song on your radio you just can't hear enough? Immediately replay and sing along again.
Save.
Save the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Play.
Search for and play any song on demand.
Skip.
Unlimited skips.
Offline.
Take the music from your favorite stations offline. Introducing iHeartRadio Plus and iHeartRadio All Access. Your radio, now on demand.
Yeah. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We global. BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
We're taking over the radio.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio worldwide. And you can find us all over social media on iTunes, Amazon Echo, and everywhere else that you can hear on the internet. That's where we are, BashaniRadio.com. And here's what Peter Thomas had to say.
This is from my brother, Mr. Campbell. And I said Mr. Campbell because I have nothing but respect for you. Okay, I said I opened the first black club on South Beach. You might call it a reggae club, but I opened up with Howard Hewitt. We had a reggae night on our Sunday, which was legendary with DJ Waggety. Okay, and I went on to open several other clubs, Onyx, Static, Savannah, Barcode, several other clubs on South Beach, my brother. Okay, and you know for a fact that the How Can I Be Done established blackness on Miami Beach in a major way. You know that. Not taking anything away from you. You're the king of what you do without a doubt. Okay? But I don't know about me beating my diapers when you were doing it, though. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely was. You're a legendary, brother. I can't even say nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but love. Okay? But when you had Pac Jam, when you had Strawberries, I had Club Manhattan. Remember Club Manhattan? That's what I'm talking about, baby. Let's go. It's your boy, Peter Thomas. I was in Miami the other day and people was talking about, hey, welcome to my city. Let me be clear. There would be no blackness celebrating on South Beach without Peter Thomas. How Can I Be Down establish that? Without a doubt. I took Puff, I took Russell, I took Dre, I took all of them down there for the first time. Never been to Miami Beach. And I gotta tell you something else. First black club on Miami Beach was Fifth Street. DJ Wagga T, baby. He used to come on 5th and Lennox and turn back. Luke came after me. I was there first. Okay? So don't be acting like if Miami ain't my town. It is my town. And I could come back and take that anytime. Ask DJ Khaled. I see you, Irie. One love.
So, Mr. Thomas, you called DJ Khaled as if DJ Khaled runs some shit down here. DJ Khaled is another settler. He came from New Orleans. He went to Orlando, couldn't get on as a DJ in Orlando. Then he came down here to Miami, got on at Mix 96, the underground radio station. I heard him on the radio, and then I brought him to light, to the mainstream on 99 Jams, on my mix show, along with Papa Keith, along with Soul Syndicate, along with DJ Irie, along with Uncle Al, all these guys. My brother, this guy don't run shit down here neither. He just screamed Miami out. He need to be screaming out New Orleans. So when you want to scream out a DJ Khaled, really? You need to be screaming out Uncle Al. You need to be screaming out Boda Lover. You need to be screaming out Soul Survivor DJs, things like that. But that's something you don't know nothing about, bruh. Peter, let me explain to you. You don't run Miami. Nobody runs Miami. Miami is made up of Trick Daddy. Miami is made up of Ball Greasy. Miami is made up of Trina. Miami is made up of Rick Ross. Miami is made up of Pitbull. Miami is made up of Flo Rida. These are the guys who run Miami. Only thing I did was pave the way, my brother, so you and nobody else could try to erase my history. I'm the one who brought hip-hop to South Florida when I was bringing down Jekyll and Hyde, Tila Rock, when I was bringing down Divine Sound, when I was bringing around Mantronics, shit like that. Bro, you weren't nowhere around here when I was owning clubs in Hialeah, Strawberries, the Pac Jam, Pac Jam Team Disco, Pac Jam Skate Ring, DJing in the park. Bro, you weren't nowhere around here. That was in 1976 when all this was going on.
I was speaking to Mr. Ron May, been in the music business for over 30 years, pretty much work with or associated with many of the artists that you love from the past, and to the present. And we're talking about who started hip hop in the South. So I figured I need to go to somebody who actually knew and know and was kind of neutral. You know, he doesn't work for Peter Thomas. He doesn't work for Luke. He doesn't work for Foresight. So I wanted to give a neutral.
But I work with them all.
You work with them, but you don't work for them. That's the point I'm trying to get across, that we just wanted to get a neutral voice to see. And during this episode, we're going to let Peter say his piece. We're going to let Luke say his piece as we go through who started hip hop. So I'm sure there's going to be a part two and maybe even a part three as we reached out to several people who couldn't be on just today, but they definitely wanted to come on. So we're going to move forward. So when BET decided to do this, Ron, honoring Luke, what were they honoring? Were they honoring the fact that Luke had so much success in doing what he did, or were they making a blanket statement that without Luke, there would have been no hip hop in the South?
Well, I don't think they was making a blanket statement saying that if it wasn't for Luke, there'd be no hip hop in the South. What they was honoring Luke is for the simple fact that 30 years, nobody has acknowledged this man for his contribution to rap music. This man is the reason why you can say what you want to say on a record. He's the one that created the explicit lyrics on and the two versions. He's the one that made it where it was two versions. Okay, your kid is 17, then this is not the version he want to hear if I'm swearing and saying, suck this and put this wherever you want to put it and throw that. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you mean that the explicit label was created because of him?
It was created by and for Luke. He went to the Supreme Court and won.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It wasn't about the labels. I respect all rappers, labels, and I started at Foresight Records before I moved to with Larry Blackmon and Cameo, and when I turned down a job with Jermaine Dupri's father when he had before So So Def, when he had Entertainment Resources, when he came down, and I went to Japan with Luke, came back, and this man told me, he said, listen, if these two records don't work, I'm getting out the business. He played Crisscross, Jump, and Arrested Development for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I came back from Japan 2 weeks later with Luke, the first time I ever went out of town with this man, as an engineer, those records was on the radio, and those records became very, very successful. This is before So So Death. I told you, I'm an encyclopedia. Mm. You can't debate me on none of this. These are facts that you get. It wasn't about the label, what label started first. If they go back and say what label, go to Wikipedia, Hookapedia, wherever, I'm an encyclopedia.
I don't trust Wikipedia because you can edit Wikipedia, and there's nobody to really check it.
Well,
you understand?
I can check Wikipedia because I'm the encyclopedia of music. Stop all that laughing and keep in the background now.
Wow, that's pretty deep right there, brother. That's pretty deep. All right, so let me ask you this. ADE, you know, so do you think they interpreted it wrong and feel like maybe they was kind of thrown shade because nobody invited anybody to Foresight, and when they did this research on Luke, did nobody ask, why didn't they come to you and say, can you tell us about hip hop? That's why I decided to come to you. Why didn't they come to you and say, can you tell us who really made hip hop happen and how much effect did Luke really happen?
I will say this again and again and again. It was not about the labels. It was about Luke and his contributions to hip-hop. Had they did the research and said what label started, you got Pan this with Megatron. Come on. Foresight Record had a slew of records. MCADE, KJ and the Fellas, Renard with No Regard, General Tony and Lacey Lace. Come on, man. The list goes on. Yes, they were the pioneers, the ground laying of a record label. But when Luke came in and did it and made a mark and went to the Supreme Court and it got blown way out of proportion or whatever, whatever, he took that shit and ran with. Excuse me. I ain't mean to curse on your show, Benny.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Put that out. He took it and ran with it. That's all. He capitalized on the moment. Luke is an opportunity. He seized the moment. Luke was with Peter Thomas this weekend. I bet you that. They weren't arguing over who started hip hop this weekend in Charlotte. I bet you that.
So you mean after all of this and everybody saying they peace, they still hanging out together? Is that what I'm getting?
Man, it ain't about who did what and who started what. It wasn't about that. It was about them honoring Luke for his contributions to the music industry and never getting an award or nothing or nobody contacting them and saying great job. I can remember the first time, the first Source Award in New York City, the very, very first Source Award. I was the DJ for Luke. He gave us 3 minutes, 58 seconds. Every artist in hip hop was in the building, from Bam Bada to Kool Herc to Stetsasonic, you name it. And we opened the show. We opened it with I Wanna Rock, one song, and the whole place went bananas. From Russell Simmons to Leo Cohen to you name it, was in the building. It wasn't about, BET was not about saying who started what and when and where. They were just acknowledging Luther Campbell and his contributions to rap music.
Okay, I get that.
And he just happens to be from South Florida, where there are other labels here, like I say, Bo Crane, Pandis, Hot Rec, Hot Productions. You had Joey Boy. You had a lot of other labels that was down here, but Luke went global.
So let me ask you something, Ron, right? Did you hear the show that Gigolo Tony was on my show?
I heard the podcast. I love everything Gigolo Tony said. I like the record that he's coming out with called Gangster something. I think it's
Thug Gangster, Thug Anthem, something. Thug Gangster,
or whatever. And that's a different realm for him. But what Gigolo is saying right now in his latter days is that he has a message in his music. Gigolo Tony is my guy. Mm-hmm. ADE, those are my guys. Those are guys I came up in the game with. No disrespect to none of them. They're my friends. And I hope they still my friends.
Go ahead.
But I'm just setting the record straight because I think if the whole thing, I was in the audience. I heard you only got half of what Luke said. It was a lot of stuff was edited and cut out. And he even said, y'all gonna clip some of this out. Y'all gonna edit and give the people the perception. That's why they came on and said something about Luke dissing Funkmaster Flex, and Red Alert is the one that named Luke Uncle Luke. Red Alert and Greg Street, B103, shout out to Greg Street, B103 Atlanta, was the first one to call Luke Uncle Luke. Go back and listen to the records where Red Alert is saying, Uncle Luke, Uncle Luke, Uncle Luke. It starts records off with that on his album, one of his albums.
Very, very powerful. So at least you've gave homage to them. I think probably too when you've had when you've not been included in something, it can make people feel a certain type of way, and I can totally understand that because I mean you just broke it down. My point is, if people like BET did have access to people like you, somebody should have reached out and say, how can we do this and how can we do this right?
Well, so, hell, they don't reach out to me a lot of times. And I've been around the world 15 times. But I don't look for BET accolade to reach out to me for information because they might have to come up with a check. you want this, you want you
say that.
Period. Right. Oh my God. Come on. Now you want me to tell him your history?
Watch out, man. I'm not in this. I'm a motivational speaker. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I can do this. Don't make me post a picture of you with that Kango on.
Hey, I've already done that. You're late, brother. Sorry.
Okay, you know, I've
already done that. Sorry. I put it out there way before. So, but this ain't about me. This is about who started hip hop, and I damn sure didn't start hip hop. Anyway, I started a sexy voice club, but that's about it. Let us move on forward. Do you think a label, and before we move a little forward, do you think the labels like Foresight should have been given, or somebody should at least at the minimum recognize, you know, these people for putting records out to kind of start the momentum? You know, because that means from what I'm hearing from you, Ron May, everybody had a piece of this puzzle. And a lot of times people, depending on who's doing what, they'll skip some pieces of that puzzle. It's like almost saying hip hop started in New York, but you never actually say Kool Herc. You follow what I'm trying to say?
Hip hop, if you want to be technical, hip hop started in the Bronx, not in New York. Let's be specific.
Where's the Bronx at? The Bronx is listening to this show right now. Thank you very much, brother.
Right. I'm standing on Jerome Avenue right now.
Stop lying on the radio.
Shout out to Fordham Road, Co-op City.
You forgot at the beginning of the show, you told us about the palm trees in Miami. You forgot that part, right?
You know I do have jets.
All right. But you know what I'm saying, though, in that context. So I could see why people would feel a certain type of way, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm glad for the clarification. Now, let's move up to where we are now. Because Peter called out, you know, if you really want to know what hip hop is, you ask DJ Khaled, you know, and then Luke came back and said that, you know, Miami is not him. Miami is the Trick Daddies. Miami is the Flow Riders. In fact, we're going to play that clip right now. And, you know, the Flow Riders, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, basically what he was saying is, you know, Peter Thomas, you came after we had already started it. So you can't come here and, you know, act like you bought this momentum to Miami when it was already here. It's almost like you came to a place where people were already here.
Okay. Yeah. With that said, Peter Thomas is my friend. But Peter Thomas did not start hip hop in Miami. Peter Thomas brought a convention to Miami, which convention was already being held here, like the Winter Music Fest, which is now Alter Fest, which was started in Fort Lauderdale, then moved to Miami, and you had conventions like Jack the Rapper that came before Peter Thomas. He did a great job by bringing How Can I Be Down, because it came the same time that fashion was opening up to the world, and Miami was a platform to where who in their right mind wouldn't want to come to Miami to do a fashion show, a video, and all this, and all these other things. And they were saying, like, even I heard something a while back before all this with Meek Mill saying he brought the lifestyle of jets and all that. Go back and look at It's Your Birthday. We was on jet skis in It's Your Birthday. We've been for this yacht life, this lavish lifestyle. Go back and listen to Biggie Small, who's from Brooklyn, saying, I'm getting high, I'm getting head on Luke's boat. Come on, man.
Very, very powerful.
It's almost like Crystal Columbus saying he discovered America. It was already here. The indigenous people was already here. Nobody brought Peter Thomas did not start hip hop in Miami. The indigenous people, which is the people of,
because what he said, he had a club prior to bringing the How Could I Be Down, and that club is the one that was really bring that movement, because he was bringing, he say he started the flow of people coming to Miami simply because of the club he had that bought in those type of artists.
No. Peter, you're wrong. People was not coming to Miami. New York people, Virginia, D.C., Detroit, Chicago, L.A. was not coming when you had, some of them were, but not in droves like when you did How Can I Doubt. You got to understand, South Beach is only 21 blocks long. Nothing was going on. When Peter Thomas was in South Miami with Club Manhattan, his DJ was DJ Muhammad Moretta, a great friend of mine who's in Dubai right now, getting ready to go on stage and DJ. Muhammad Moretta is from Fort Lauderdale. He was Power 96, 99 Jams, DJ extraordinaire. He's one of the greatest, my best friend, one of my best friends. How Can I Be Down came in like 95. So it was already popping.
Peter, all right, Peter, you heard Ron May. You are welcome to go ahead. I want to give him the invitation. You're hearing this, Peter. You're welcome. Just reach out to us and we'll let you get on the platform and tell us what you know, how you feel what Ron May did and what Luke said, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll move from there. So Ron May, but before we, you know, cause believe it or not, it's already been like 45 minutes. So we got about 15 more minutes. So I want to tidy up some things here. In this music industry, there was a lot of records that made some very big footprints, but they never got it. What about, what is your information and knowledge about Afro-Rican? Give it all you got.
Come on, Afro-Rican, great friend of mine, Derek Ramin, shout out to his nephew, doing his thing at Duke, Todd Ramin's son. Afro-Rican is an amazing producer. He was focused. His first record, I think, was on Pandas, and then he went to Suntown, which was Meriwether's label. They put out Give It All You Got, and they had BBSMP, which became an international group with the song I Need You, produced by Steve B. You know, because you got to understand, I went through the facets of music other than hip-hop. I was on the dance side, you know, with Stevie B. I did the remix to Spring Love, Part of Your Body with the Wiz.
Yeah, I remember Stevie B. I remember that. I used to go to high school out there by where his place was at. So, yeah, I remember Stevie B.
You went to BA, right?
I went to Northeast and then BA. Bort Anderson, oh. Yeah. And then at the 12th grade, I dropped out and came to New York and decided it was time to become a millionaire. Get this paper.
I feel you. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
You better ask somebody. So the good thing about this, Ron, I appreciate you coming here and kind of clearing the air. I know it's not going to clear the air because I can already feel that people are just going to, you know, we had over a million streams of this last episode.
One thing they cannot do, any listener or any adversary cannot debate what Ron May is saying are facts. I speak facts. I go by facts. I go by one of my greatest philosophies is documentation beats conversation. We can have this conversation all day, but I can document this. You can go back and look in the history, in the archives of hip-hop, not just in South Florida, but even on, if you go on up to Atlanta, with you know, even Orlando, when you had the 69 Boys and all these people that came after the whole Miami movement and the tag teams of the world and the, you know, the other artists in Atlanta.
Very, very powerful. So give me a little insight on your relationship with Luke and his thing to the music business. I guess what BET was trying to do in a short period of time, his contributions to the music business. What would you say is Luke's greatest contribution to the music business and the music business in the South? What would you say is his greatest accomplishments?
He stood up for what he believed in, and he stood up for what his artists and other artists that came behind him wanted to say. He was their voice. He was the I'm standing, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm going all the way to the Supreme Court and won. The thing about it, he won. He won. He beat the Supreme Court.
And he beat him on the grounds of free speech, correct?
Free speech. That's why they came with banned in the USA. Which is Bruce Springsteen obliged him. Use my sample. No charge. Do your thing. Freedom of speech. Say what you got to say. Let your voice be heard. And that's what we got to do today. Let your voice be heard. But collectively, we got to bond together. It shouldn't be no who did what, when, why, where. If we collective and work together harmonious, we could bring the South. The South going to rise again and again and again and again. And it was always because, come on, you from here, brother. Mm-hmm. You know what time. There's no place like Miami, South Florida.
So let me ask you something. You said something very powerful. At the state of where music business is now, the music business has changed dramatically about, one, how you make money in the music business. Two, you don't really need a record label per se if you do the right things and the right hustle, you know, because, you know, you can go on the internet and damn near create a humongous following of people who, you know, even if they don't buy your records, you can put on a show and they'll show up as if they bought your records. Where we are in the music business now, how can we turn this so-called controversy into a powerful and something that can bring everybody together and make this a learning experience here, instead of he say this and they didn't tell people about this and they didn't, you know, how can we turn this into something bigger and powerful?
It's four letters that could turn anything around. It's called L-O-V-E. That's all it is. It's love. When you walk in love, you have love, and you show love, you're going to receive love. It's harmonious relationships is what make the world really go around. You know, it shouldn't be no strife or whatever about who. It wasn't about, I go back to say, it wasn't about who started what. The man made a statement. The man was on a podium. It wasn't live TV. I wish it was live so they couldn't edit out. But he made a statement that he started rapping the South. When he said he started rapping the South, he didn't say he started.
No, he didn't say he started rap. He said he started hip-hop in the South.
Hip-hop. He started hip-hop in the South, meaning he did not say he started. If you look at it, he has a footprint in the blueprint. Because what? He brought Soul Sonic Force. He brought Dougie Fresh down. He brought Biggie. I remember Biggie playing at the Pac Jam. I was there. I was on stage. I was in Luke's office with Puffy and Biggie just getting off the plane, rushing over to the Pac Jam. So, I mean, the man was very instrumental in hip-hop coming to the South. Records coming out of the South. He produced some of the biggest artists, from Pitbull to Trick Daddy to Trina. I mean, you know, Trina was in the studio when we did It's Your Birthday.
Very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. I want to back up to something you said earlier. I was, you know, while you was talking, I was scanning something you just said earlier, and you said that you were the DJ with Gigolo back in the days. Where did Cutmaster Crash come in that picture? Because I remember him being a DJ also for Gigolo Tony. I remember seeing him on a cover with Gigolo Tony. Where did Cutmaster Crash?
Ice Cold. I think the album was Ice Cold. Cutmaster Crash came in, and I managed Cutmaster Crash and Kevin Boy Wonder, who's in New York City right now at Soho, about to go live. You know, because these people check in with me. Shot a DJ Boy Wonder, aka Kev Life, and Cutmaster Crash. Cutmaster Crash cut on a lot of these records. He was a DJ, and he did his thing. And he became, after me, then he became Gigolo Tony DJ, because then I started getting into the business side, which is the 10%, you know, the 90% business, the 10% of artist and stage and show. I didn't want that. I wanted to be on the business side because I knew that's what would get you longevity. As an artist, you're only going to go look out the window as long as that window is open. When that window is closed, you better have something else that you can find and grab onto and that's published, owning your publishing and owning something that's going to have you connected to the big records that you make. A lot of these artists don't own their publishing.
Yeah, and that's where the money is in the long run. You know what I mean? Because if you think about how Fergie came back and used Afrorican's record, you know, because they own that exactly. publishing, man, you know, that can bring some money in it when you didn't even know that money was going to come. You know,
Derek got a whole nother check that's still coming right now. Triple, quadruple platinum plaque that he can put on his wall. So when people come in the studio and say, you want to work with me? Hey, look, these are my accomplishments. I used to didn't like a platinum record. People try to give me, I don't know that. Give me a check.
But now you just wanted the money, huh?
It's like I was chasing my passion. With my passion came the money.
Okay, I hear that funkiness. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to the Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio Worldwide, broadcasting live from New York City. This is how we do it, baby. We speaking to Ron May, the music exec extraordinaire, over 30 years in the business, and he's basically giving us a history lesson, as Luke said early in a clip here. He said, you know, you want a history lesson? Here's a history lesson. So Ron jumped on here and really giving us a history lesson.
No, I'm giving you his story.
You getting us his story? I hear about that, you know. And like I say, you know, we're all open. You can reach us at BashaniRadio.com and go on our contact page. If you give us feedback like you guys do, you guys really know how to give us feedback. That's one thing I got to tell you. When y'all like something, y'all like it. And when y'all don't like it, well, damn, y'all sure know how to find a brother. That's all I could tell you. So that's why we want to have people on this show that actually know the breakdown. If anything that you heard Ron say, and I know we got some Google experts on here, if anything you heard Ron say that is not based in facts, let us know. And then we can check him, and then we can bring him back on to sit in the hot seat. So you know how to get to us. I'm not going to put the email over, but you can use the contact page on BashaniRadio.com. And if something Ron said that's not factual, if something Gigolo Tony said that's not factual, if something Luke said, something Peter Thomas or all these people you heard today, that's not factual, let us know, man, because we just want to bring you the platform. You know, we want to stand in the middle and give everybody a microphone and let them drop the mic. That's just how it's going down. So, Ron, where are you today in the music business? What are you doing and what is your vision and what's going on with you right now?
Right now, I'm kind of taking the back seat to the music business, but I do some consulting. You know, I'm working with a couple labels, Brow United. I'm doing Millions of Billions with Larry Williams, and I just do consulting, and I just share the game with people to try to stir them in the right direction, because it's a lot of people out here that could tell you a lot of things, and they get your money, and it don't happen. Certain things don't happen. The number one thing I tell anybody that walk in my office, you need a hit record. I don't care how good you look, how good you sound. You need some, with this day, this digital age, you need some hits on the YouTube, what is it, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Instagram, and I'm not even on none of that. Somebody asked me, what's my IG? I said, what's IG? They say, Instagram. I said, I'm on MoneyGram, follow me.
There it is. I ain't mad at that. I feel you on that, brother.
I only thing I got is a Facebook page, because I just like that. I ain't got past Facebook. I just got off MySpace.
MySpace.
You know, I just closed my MySpace account last
Boy, you a mess. You a straight mess for real. So let me ask you something, Ron. The music business has drastically changed. How does an artist get known now? You know, being in the music business over 30 years and seeing people come from, you know, some people had one hit record, some people had a few hit records, but the longevity part, you've been able to manifest yourself in the music business for a long time, and you don't even rap. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's usually unheard of, but, you know, they think, like they say, if you become an executive, you will outlast most artists. How do people get known in today's society with the internet? You know, just like this show, we're heard all over the world in digital. And, you know, and think about this. You're in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, where you're at. I'm in New York City, and people are listening to this in London and UK. You understand what I'm saying? How does an artist really break out now?
It goes back to what I said a little bit earlier. First of all, if you plan on being what a so-called one-hit wonder, which a lot of them do, because a lot of them that you hear today, you will not hear them tomorrow, because they have a halfway decent record, a nice hashtag, and a dance to go with it. Then you're not going to last long. But if you plan on putting a footprint down and having longevity, you need a hit record. You need humility. You need to humble yourself and say, okay, who do I undergird? Who do I not bow down to undergird, which means to come under and let them teach me the way to last. It's not who the strongest, who lasts the longest. The race was not given to the swift. It was given to the one that endured and endured to the end. With that said, all you have to do is concentrate on your lyrical content, your hooks, and making good music that you believe in, not what somebody telling you you have to do. Because a lot of people come out and they do what the person that's putting up the money saying you have to do. So that means like you selling out. You damn near selling your soul to just so you want to be, because you want to be a star. You want fame. But fame has no treasure. Because it's only for a season. It's just like New York City, unlike Florida, you have four seasons, summer, winter, and fall. You hot in the summer, you gone in the winter. Real simple.
Very, very powerful. We're coming down to the last 10 minutes of this show, and man, this went so fast. I'm going to label this as part one, because I know there's going to be a part two simply by the amount of attention.
It's gonna be a sequel.
Without a doubt. And I'm opening the mic up for those who heard anything Ron said, and all the other people that you heard on this show today, and even with Gigoloni. Gigolo Tony, I'm sorry. Oh, I apologize, brother. Number love. Gigolo Tony, I apologize, my brother. But you know, if you've heard something they said on this show that is not factual, or you want to challenge that, or you have a different concept, because all I ask you to do is come with facts and have a real communication. That's all I want this platform to be, is a place where we can have a dialogue about what's going on. And so let me ask you this, Ron. If you had the opportunity to bring everybody down in the South together, what would you do to celebrate that and bring unity to this whole industry in the South?
Well,
I don't want to hit a generic love thing. I understand the love thing, but I mean, business wise,
we are that disconnected in the South. I don't feel like we did that disconnected, because I went to an artist showcase and it was a ton of new artists there and everything. But now, if you're talking about the old school guys, I would love to have something where everybody is honored, from Luke to Pandis to shout out to Alan Johnson, Joy Boy Records, Vanish Lopez. Big shout out to Billy Hines and Foresight Records for being the foundation of it, and Frank Cornelius really like is the man behind a lot of this sound that came out. He's the best bass player ever from the Cornelius Brothers Sisters Road family. Frank Cornelius is the guy. He have a song called Frank Cornelius Jr. that have a big record out called Spend the Night right now. And I would bring everybody together. I would love to have a big party with all the labels and call it Back in the Day. That's all we got to call it. The name of it would be called Back in the Day.
Back in the days, I never living on a friend again. Yeah, that would be hot.
No,
for real.
Back in the days when there wasn't no A's, like with Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy. So let me ask you, before we do this, before we wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen, we got to make this money. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Go. Boom.
That is so awesome.
Coney Island has been around for a long, long time. Reminds me of how Geico has been saving people money for over 75 years.
First date? Hey, big guy, come on in. Let me guess your weight. Win a prize.
Sure, why not?
12 ounces?
Sorry, mate, 4 ounces. I've been taking the stairs lately.
You win, big guy.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Wow, he looks so much more real on TV.
Yeah. Over 75 years of savings and service. Get your rate quote today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, it's been an extraordinary show. You're listening to the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And we're live on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio worldwide. We're speaking to the music executive, Ron May, extraordinaire. Over 30 years, gave us a run in the music business, gave us a rundown of how it's going down. And like I say, this is an open mic. I'm sure there's going to be a part two and probably a part three before we can settle some of these things that were said on the Gigolo Tony show. And now Ron May came to basically give us a history lesson in hip hop. Before we get out of here. Before we get out of here, Ron.
Benny, hold on.
Yes, sir.
This is not based on the Gigolo Tony show.
No, I got that. No, I'm just telling you prior to that. Hold on, Ron May. I'm just telling my listeners prior to this, we had Gigolo Tony on it, and we got a lot of feedback from his show, from a lot of listeners. So that's the reason why I refer to it. Can I do my show like I do my show? I appreciate you.
You're going to get numbers. I'm on your show.
Yeah, we're going. You're breaking in and out, so I'll make sure you keep that clear, Ron.
I'm there. Go ahead.
All right, cool. All right, so we're in our last 5 minutes of here. Tell us about some of the new up-and-coming artists that maybe we don't know about, and people need to probably go out and look for, or probably like they always do, Google. Who's coming out from down in that area that we need to pay attention to?
They got a young from my team, my camp, IMG Strong Arm, Shot the Freezy, Florida, Reggie Mathis, and the whole crew over there, IMG Strong Arm. You got Baby Soldier coming. Slip and Slide, got Mike Smith. Y'all look out for these two cats coming out down here. Trust me when I tell you, if I stamp it, it's like a stamp going through the U.S. Postal Service. Baby Soldier is a force to be reckoned with. IMG Strong Arm, as well as Mike Smith. I've been following this guy's career. The crazy thing about Mike Smith is that it took a couple of years for him to pop, but Steve Griffin from Loud Records actually walked him in to Po Boy Music Week, me and E-Class, and they left him with me for 2 weeks, and I recorded some incredible records on this guy. But now he's signed with Slip and Slide, Mike Smith about to do big, big things, and Baby Soldier. And of course, my son, Kales, a.k.a. Mr. Orkel, he's coming as well, but I'm developing real slow. I'm not trying to push him out there and throw him out there because he's my son. But and then you have other cats like XXX, Tachyon. I never could pronounce this guy's name. Mm-hmm. And my guy Larry Williams, Beans the Beans Records. We're doing big things out here, man.
And Ron, I heard that record by Frank Cornelius' son. That's a hot record, man.
Spend the Night. Frank Cornelius doing it real big, man. FCJ Jr., shout out to him. The whole Dream Chaser. He doing it big. I mean, he roll with me every day.
Is he dropping an album? That Frank Cornelius cat?
Yeah, Frank Cornelius Jr. is dropping an EP. You know, his first song is called Spend the Night. And then he have Money Won't Buy Me Love. And he have another song, Call Me. Call Me When You Get There. You use a Aretha Franklin sample. It's going to be incredible. 2018. Yeah.
I can believe that. You need to hook him up, get him on our show for us.
Absolutely. That's no problem, man. Anything you want. I've been around you from here, but you don't visit here that much. But it's all good. I understand New York got you.
Yeah, watch out, man.
It's gonna get real cold. You're gonna run down here. Get this convertible Bentley and be on the beach. I understand that. That's cool.
It's all good. All right, so we'll make that happen. I heard that song. I love that song. So we need to get him on the show and talk about what he's doing and let people get a piece of that because that record was hot. So I appreciate that. Ron, your final words, my friend.
Man, just love. Put God first. Love, love, love. That's all you got to do. If you just practice and make it a habit, just like you make getting on Facebook and getting on Instagram, make love one of your habits. Make success one of your habits. If you can make success for one of your habits, then you could be successful and then you could put other people on. I get enjoyment and excitement out of putting other people on and seeing them grow and flourish and becoming into their own purpose of what they was put here on earth for. I think I'm put here for is to bring people together. That's why I have a management company called The Bridge, my company, Music Technology Investment Group. I got a lot of other things that's coming up that I will talk about some other time on another topic on the show with Music Technology Investment Group. I'm in another stratosphere with it, man. It ain't about just music. Mm-hmm. Oh, and shout out to Rain Parrish, man, new artist that she's coming up. She got a comic figure that I'm working with, and it's just going to be incredible, 2018. But forget 2018 because we're still in 2017. Let's deal with the present
right
now.
This is almost over, though. But, like, oh, so you're going to be doing some comic? You say comic or like
comic, yeah.
Like a comic Marvel, character.
Yeah, comic character, but... You have to deal
let me just put you on blast right now. So I'm going to do this right now so we live, so we have a recording of it. There is no way you should be doing a comic and you don't come and get this voice over here.
Listen, Benny, you already on my number one list for voiceovers, okay? All I need to do is follow the script and not go into your whole...
You heard it right here.
Stuff as a character, now that's different. We can do that too. We can get the dolls made out of China, and we just get some Benny Randall dolls. And we would not make this Christmas rush right now. So Christmas next year, you can have your Benny Randall doll.
I think I'm gonna hold you to that, brother. You know me. I'm all about that marketing promotion. I ain't mad at it.
Man. Shout out to New York City, man. I love y'all, man. I love. Thank you for listening, everybody in the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, even way up in the Poconos and. Rochester, shot Rochester, New York, RWCCI, Rodney, Lonnie Brinson, I know you got me locked in. It's all good, man.
I really appreciate that.
South Florida, so you know it's cold.
And I just want to give a shout out to our new listeners in Australia and our new listeners out in London. We appreciate you being a part of Bashani Radio.
We're on in London.
Yes. If you'd have heard the show the other night, we had one of the hosts from London, and she was basically talking to us from inside of the car. It was a gangster show, though, how she got her sexy back, though. Ron, so
we
go ahead.
Got to take the show to London, then.
Hey, we're worldwide. We doing a world tour over here on Bashani Radio, so we're going to even fly you in and let you do some things. There it is.
All I need you to do is pick up the gas. I got my jet.
Boy, you ain't right. right, Ron, I appreciate you, man. Now, your final words, my brother? Any last shout outs before we get out of here?
Stay prayed up, man. Stay blessed. Be blessed. God loves you. I love you. If you hear my voice, just know that somebody loves you. And it's Ron May. Peace.
There it is. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio and iHeartRadio, broadcasting live at our headquarters here in New York City in the heart of money-making Manhattan. It is not a game. It's a lifestyle, and you know how we do. So reach out to us at BashaniRadio.com for all your comments and your feedbacks. And this is Who Started Hip Hop in the South, Part 1. I can guarantee you they're going to be a Part 2 and maybe even a Part 3. But I think Ron kind of laid the foundation for the facts. And that's what we want to deal with, the facts.
Shout
all right?
Uncle Luke.
There it is.
Shout out to Uncle Luke.
Shout out to Uncle Luke. We appreciate you. And we appreciate everybody in the music business because I believe everybody's contribution played a part in it, from the Trick Daddies to the Afro-Ricans, to the MCADEs, to the Shy-Ds, and we can go on and on, the Magic Mikes. And
to Benny Randall.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out, one and only Jam Pony Express, baby. Yeah, Jam Pony. Slick Vic. Know what it is. I used to live one street over from Jam Pony Express. Slick Victim over there. So shout out to Jam
so
Pony Express.
You grew up in Royal Palm?
Is that what happened?
So what you saying? You grew up in Royal Palm?
That's, I was one street over from them. Yep. There it is, brother. There it is. All right. Until next time, I appreciate y'all. I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and I want to leave you with this message.
I am the world famous Ron May.
Ron May, we appreciate you, brother, and I want to leave you with this final thought. Everything that you do in life is not about you. It's about how you serve others. It's about your contribution to this world. When you leave this world, the only thing left is your legacy. And whatever that legacy is, hopefully and respectfully, it will serve others. Because you can have all the money, you can have all the fame, you can have all the things, but you can't take none of that stuff with you. Because I've never, ever seen a hearse with a U-Haul behind it. So that should tell you something. All these things don't matter. What really matters is what Ron said earlier. And that is L-O-V-E, love. I think we should have come to a point in our lives now as grown men. No matter what part of the music business you're in or whatever industry you're in, where it should be, how can we build something and build something that you own, that you can pass on to your kids so that legacy could live on? Because kids, you know, the Bentley and all of that stuff is good for right now, but guess what? You can't take it with you. You can't take the money with you. You're going to leave it here for your kids to fight over it. So what is your legacy? That is what I want you to ask yourself. What is your legacy and what is your contribution to this world? And when you have the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, you are then in beginning the process of becoming who you truly are. Once again, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Join us next week right here on BashaniRadio.com and iHeartRadio worldwide. Mr. Ron May, thank you for being here.
Peace.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of BashaniRadio.com. Make sure to like Bashani Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. All of our social media connections are located on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything.